Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is February 13th, and it is time for our special guests today. And joining us in studio today, we have friends from Little Bit of Haven, and we're going to find out what that is here in just a little bit. I want to introduce our guests. Our guests today, Candace Gagle, good to have you in studio this morning.
Thank you.
And Pastor Randy Wilkin, good to have you in studio today.
Thank you.
And Albert, good to have you here today as well.
Thank you.
Well, I would like to hear, what is Little Bit of Haven? It sounds like a fun place, Little Bit of Haven. It sounds like a nice place. Pastor, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, yes. Little Bit of Haven was it's a parsonage that attached to a church that basically the church kind of disappeared. And so for the last 7 years, we've been renovating and deciding what to do with the building. And the Lord just inspired that we are so close to Barnes Jewish Hospital, mm-hmm, and Children's Hospital that there was an inspiration, and I'm going to let Candace tell you about that, but there was an inspiration, and we renovated the building. That's where Albert comes in, because Albert was a tremendous, tremendous part of the renovation of the building, and now the parsonage is a place for families to come who have children in the children's hospital, mm-hmm, that are undergoing some life-threatening situations and very, very critical. So it's a place for the families to come and just have a place to be, mm-hmm, clean place, place to sleep, and a shower.
Which is important. Candace, tell us, what is your involvement with a Little Bit of Haven?
In April, my son Henry was born, and unbeknownst to us, before we left the hospital, we found out that he had a congenital heart defect. Hmm. And so we were rushed to Children's Hospital. He had surgery at 6 days old. And I was fortunate because I have family here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I live here in St. Louis. So I was well supported. Mm-hmm. I was able to get clothes from home and, mm-hmm, and get the things I needed and have the support I needed. But my eyes were opened when I was up at Children's Hospital. And it's not necessarily the hospital's responsibility to, sure, to care for these things, because, you know, their job is to bring in the best of the best of the doctors, mm-hmm, and to heal our children. And they do an amazing job at that. But being a parent and looking around, the things I saw were just a lot of moms that don't have a place to sleep. Mm-hmm. And there's only a couple of showers for quite a few parents, mm, maybe like 100 parents and, oh, like two showers. And what a lot of people don't see is at night, the parents' lounge turns into not even sleeping bags, just blankets and lots, mm-hmm, of bodies of people trying to sleep, because when your child's in critical care, you don't want to leave them.
Sure.
Because things can change on a minute-by-minute basis. So it wasn't until after we got out of the hospital that I found out that while we were in the hospital, we actually had a phone call come in to our nonprofit, our organization, Acts 1-8 Mission Society, for a request of a family that was up there actually with their daughter, Gracie, that she was in really critical care, critical condition, and her mom was actually sleeping in her car in the garage.
Oh.
And so a friend of a friend, mm-hmm, word of mouth, heard about us, knew that we had this church, this parsonage. I mean, it's like less than a quarter of a mile from, wow, Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. It's walking distance. And had asked to stay. And the night that they were to come and meet up with us and stay, they got a call to the hospital and Gracie passed away. And so my story coupled with Gracie's story, mm-hmm, it just was a no-brainer, mm-hmm, that we needed to do something. We had this resource that God had given us. It's a 3-story parsonage. It's beautiful. And it just needed a little bit of love. So the last 6 months we've worked to renovate it. We remodeled the bathroom. That's where Albert came in. Albert has worked, done a tremendous amount of work. But lots of people, lots of churches came together and renovated it. And January 19th, it opened up. So
now you have this nice, comfortable home, mm-hmm, this little bit of haven, mm-hmm, a little place to mm-hmm, for families who need some respite, who need some time to just get some sleep, get a shower, and
have God's arms wrapped around them.
Right. Yeah. So what does it take to sustain this this little bit of haven? What does it take now that you've got a lot of the work done and getting it ready with the help of Albert and others and so many volunteers? Mm-hmm. What does it take to sustain it?
Lots and lots Are we still on?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Lots and lots of support, love, concern. We're going to need funds because it still costs to heat it and keep it going. And one of the things that we're hoping and praying to do is to find enough people that believe in what we're doing and help to keep the doors open funding-wise so that the families that come, they're not faced with, well, as Candace said, they're sleeping in the in their cars, they're sleeping in the lounge, not only because, well, hey, it's close, it's also because we can't afford anything else. I mean, they're going through some unbelievable expenses. And for some families, they can. They can afford it. They could find a hotel, but now they're 2-3 miles away, 5 miles, whatever. And the distance is enormous. And so we're hoping and praying that we'll be able to get enough people to support that when the families come in, they don't have to worry about that. And that after the crisis is over, then they could help support for the next person.
So providing a safe and a warm home or during the summer, a cool place to be, not in your car, a place to get a shower. It's more than that, though, I'm certain, as you said, to just wrap them in the arms, in caring arms. Are there volunteers or who greets them, who welcomes them, who shares that love of Christ with them?
We are so blessed because God, this was all God. He put this together because about 2 years ago.
Yep, 2 years.
A dear friend of Pastor Randy's, actually from high school, he met up with, his name is Bill Hale, up in Chicago. And do you want to?
Well, Bill was a lawyer
up
in Chicago, and he had a life change and decided that this life of law is kind of a mean area. And so he decided to change, and he pursued getting into ministry. And so he went to a seminary, and then we connected. He came down here. He's now involved in our mission society. He's joined our church, and he's going to become, he's going to be going to our seminary very, very soon.
Wow.
And, but the most amazing thing is God sent him down here. He's single, again. So, and he just has this unbelievable ability to sit and comfort and listen to people.
And he lives there.
Yes, right. Yeah. So he's residing at Little Bit of Haven / The Rock / the X-18 Servant Center on Kings Highway.
So there's someone there with God's word to comfort and console and encourage these families, these loved ones who have children who are going through whatever difficulties they might encounter. And
well, many people will ask, and they'll say, oh, so this is like Ronald McDonald House. And I go, no. And they go, but this is where families are going to come and stay. And I said, yeah, but it's not the same. It's not even close. It's a place to come to. But see, nothing against Ronald McDonald House. I think it's wonderful what they do. But what they lack is this encompassing, I need a place to land. And I just don't need a room. I actually need family around me. And that's what Candace had mentioned. We had family in the St. Louis area that I could rely on and just collapse on.
Sure.
That's what the Little Bit of Haven is. So it's a place for people to come and to receive the love of Christ. I think you kind of mentioned that. You know, his word, his comfort, that's what it's about. Now, they don't have to come and be religious. They don't have to come and be even Lutheran. They don't have to come and be anything other than you want to know who this... You want to know that God is actually with you. This is a place to be. And it's not going to be overbearing and overwhelming and, let's get you to come to our church. None of that. But what's amazing is afterwards the response.
Sure. What has been the response you've gotten from some of the folks who have received that love and care there?
Oh, it's been overwhelming. It's two things. Up at Children's Hospital, we talk about it, but it's very real when I was up there that they are not from St. Louis, most of them.
Yeah, St. Louis has some great hospitals.
Amazing hospitals. Mm-hmm. I mean, top 10, mm-hmm. you know, especially for the Children's Hospital. And so when we were up there, the couple next to us was from Alaska waiting on a lung transplant. Mm-hmm. The other couple on the other side was from the middle of Missouri, rural Missouri. And a lot of them, the dad, if there is even a dad, has to go back and work so they can keep their insurance. And mm-hmm. the mom is left there by herself and there's no family mm-hmm. and they are not from St. Louis. They don't know where they're going or how to get to a grocery store or mm-hmm. what I realize is there's just people up there that are really desperate for. And I think you can preach God's word, but when you actually, I mean, I talk about wrapping your loving arms around them. Mm-hmm. But that's just a figure of speech, because I think when you bring them soup mm-hmm. or you give them hope mm-hmm. and you show them that for no other reason other than God sent me, I care. Mm-hmm. I think that is more powerful than anything.
Absolutely. Witness and mercy mm-hmm. go hand in hand is what we say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Without witness, there really is no mercy. Mm-hmm. Without the word of Christ, there really mm-hmm. is no mercy.
Exactly.
And you know, if you try to bring mercy without that love of Jesus, then you might be able to do some good, but mm-hmm. how long does it last?
See, exactly. That becomes a difference. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to explain to a lot of people. Because mm-hmm. they just see, oh, you're being nice to people.
No.
I can be nice to somebody, but never show them the love of Christ. Mm-hmm. What happens? They're still lost. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Right.
And it is pretty amazing, because the young couple that we talked about, that their daughter had died, we now have a lifelong relationship with them. Mm-hmm. You know, they're out in Centralia. Mm-hmm. And so when... Excuse me. When we hear that they're in need, we go to be with them. And what was the most astounding thing was when I talked to them and they said, our own church doesn't come to visit us. Hmm. Our own church, really big, cool church, basically abandoned them. Why? Because you're difficult. Now you're going through stuff that we don't understand, and we really just don't want to be there. That's where we excel, to mm-hmm. actually be going through people in crisis and not falling apart mm-hmm. and not abandoning them. Mm-hmm. So,
well, if our listeners today want to find out more mm-hmm. about a little bit of Haven, how do they find out about it?
Sure. Well, we don't have a website yet, but mm-hmm. we are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you have to have a Facebook account to go onto Facebook, but you just look up Little Bit of Haven mm-hmm. and you can see pictures there and get updates. And if families allow us, we'll be sharing about them. We have mm-hmm. a couple of Caring Bridge sites linked there of families that we're following and praying for. And another way is they can also contact, my name is Candace Gagel. Mm-hmm. And my email address is, that probably would not be the easiest way to contact me, but should I give my number?
We can post it with the archive
okay,
today
let's
as
do
well.
That.
We can
okay.
do that. And we'll post that with the archive of today's program. Certainly they can find you on Facebook. We'll provide information mm-hmm. on that on the website as well.
Perfect.
So thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a pleasure talking with you and hearing about this wonderful gift that you and your friends and brothers and sisters in Christ are working on to provide to those who so desperately need those loving arms of Christ. Jesus with skin on here in the mm-hmm. St. Louis area.
Yes.
Thanks so much. Thanks for being our guest today, Albert.
Thank you.
Pastor Randy Wilkin, thanks for being our guest today.
You bet.
And Candace Gagel, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
Coming up in the next segment, we will study God's Word. We're going to study with Pastor Greenway from Grace in Penn Hills, Pennsylvania. Stick around for more of his time right here on Worldwide KFUO.